Lord Jesus, we ask this night that you really open our hearts, that you would be present to us, and your Spirit would speak deeply into us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. This story of the wedding at Cana, it is one of the most amazing stories, being the first miracle in John's Gospel. I don't know whether you ever stop and think about the servants. I think in the midst of this miracle, these guys get a little bit overlooked because what they're being asked to do is a little bit ridiculous. Jesus asked them to fill these huge jars which are used for the ablutions, basically like dishwater, really. And then to take a cup full of dishwater and take it to their steward, their boss, and say, here's a cup of our finest red, or whatever. They don't know what it is. As far as they think, it's dishwater. Now, if someone walked up to a party and asked you to get a cup of dishwater and take it to your boss, what would be going through your mind? You'd probably be going there rehearsing your resignation speech, possibly, or how you're going to explain it to your wife when you go home without a job. Because unless the guy is happy with practical jokes, it's probably not going to go down very well. And yet, there's this dramatic reaction. Because he takes this cup, and it's obviously not dishwater. It's this amazing wine, the best wine he's ever tasted. Now, Jesus spends a lot of his time doing this with people. He asks people to take the most ordinary, insignificant thing they have and just say, trust me. Give it into my hands, surrender it to me, and I'll do the rest. You see the same thing with the feeding of the 5,000. Young boy goes up to Jesus with 5 loaves and 2 fish and says, this is all I've got. It's not much. I don't know what you're going to do with it. It might keep you and the apostles happy, but the rest of the crowd, I want to be gone before they get too hungry. And Jesus says, that's enough. You've done enough. You've surrendered it to me. I will now do the rest. And we know the rest of the story. He multiplies it, feeds more than is physically possible with that amount. Now, really, this is what Jesus asks of us. And it's really the only thing he asks of us. Is whatever you have, however small and insignificant it is, just give it to me. Surrender it. Surrender it, give it completely, and then just sit back and watch, and he'll do the rest. Now, I talk to a lot of people who try really hard to be good Christians, and what I generally hear is that a lot of good Catholics feel very insignificant, and they feel very inadequate, because they can sort of see, well, we're surrounded by a world full of problems, there's all these things that need to be done, and I can't do any of it. So I'll just sit here in church, pray, and then go home and try to keep myself out of trouble. But really, I think we're missing the point. And that sort of sense of discouragement really is a great temptation. We need to fight against that. Because what Jesus says and what the scriptures always say is that you have been gifted in exactly the right way. You might look at yourself and think, I've got nothing. I'm not good at anything. But you've been gifted in exactly the right way. And if you will give that into the hands of Jesus Christ, he will do the rest. As he was here able to turn dishwater into the most perfect wine, he'll be able to take your most ordinary things, your ordinary gifts, talents, hobbies, even your weakness. He'll take that and he'll transform it. He'll multiply it. He'll make it go further than you can imagine. And through this, he will transform the world. Now, I'm guessing most of you are sitting there thinking, yeah, nice story, but it really all it counts, or all it really takes, is that we would surrender. And that's the one thing, and possibly the hardest thing. Are you prepared to actually Surrender your life. Actually, surrender yourself into the hands of Christ and let him transform it. Or are you just wanting to do what everyone else does and sit back and make excuses? You know, the most ordinary things can end up doing the most extraordinary things. I was reading a story just recently about an Italian cyclist by the name of Gino Bartali. He became a national hero of Italy after winning the Tour de France in 1938. Suddenly went from being this very poor, basic peasant really, lived on the outskirts of Florence, his father was dirt poor, he had no education, all he could do was push the pedals on a bike and ride it very fast. And he managed to win the greatest race in the world and was now this national hero. He was an extremely strongly Catholic man. He had a great faith. And all he did was he said to God, look, I can't do much. You know, he had great doubts about his own ability. He knew that on the day that he could no longer win races, his family would be dirt poor again because he couldn't read, couldn't do anything, had no education, had nothing to offer the world, but he gave what he had to God. And at the right time, God multiplied that. Halfway through the Second World War, at the time when the Jewish community of Italy was being rounded up and taken away to the gas chambers, the Cardinal of Florence called Gino into his office one day and said, I need you to give the one thing you have and give it in service of God. And so he was taken into this whole smuggling system that the cardinal had operated, where a priest in Assisi was creating counterfeit identity documents for the Jewish people. And because Gino was this well-known national hero, he would hide these documents in the frame of his bicycle and ride back and forth from Florence to Assisi every week. And hundreds of people survived because of that. He just gave what he did. The only thing he could do, gave it to God, and God used it to save hundreds of people. You know, we can look at our lives and think, well, I'm nothing. I'm not good at anything. You know, all I might do is my work. I might be an accountant, or I might just empty bins, or whatever it is. But give that to God. You know, St. Paul says in this beautiful passage in 1 Corinthians 12, he talks about what happens if we give ourselves over to the Spirit of God. That God will take our meager offering and transform it. He will do miracles through it. But the one thing he needs is for us to say yes, to submit our lives, to say, God, you've got everything. I don't want to hold this back. I don't want to live my life. I want to live your life. I want to live for you. If you can have the courage to say that one thing, you will see the most amazing miracles take place. And then once again, this is what Jesus says. When he says to us, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. He's not saying love the Lord your God with half your strength or with half your mind, half your heart. He's saying give God everything. Come to that place of surrender where you can say, I believe that God is all good. I believe that God is my loving Father and I can trust him. So I will give him my finances. I will give him the way that I think. I will give him the desires of my heart. I'll surrender my ambitions because I know that he's going to give back something greater. I will give him my strength. Rather than spending my strength on my own pleasure, my own achievements, I'll come to a place where I say to God, it's yours. Do with it as you will. Call me and show me where you want me to use it. Have you ever imagined what would happen if the whole church came to that place? If every single Christian in the world came to a place of surrender and they said to God, use me as you will. Take my ordinary bit of bread and multiply it. Take this ordinary bit of dishwater and transform it into something beautiful. do this miracle with my life. If every Christian did that, what would happen? What sort of transformation would happen in our society? What would happen if just those of us gathered here said that? However many are here, 130 or something. If we sincerely tonight made that place of submission and said, God, my life is yours. I don't want to cling to my own ambitions, my own dreams. I just want to cling to you. I want you to be able to use my strength, use my mind, use my heart, use my will. Do it, use it to make something glorious. What sort of change would 130 people make if they were able to submit themselves to God? And the whole point of this is that we don't have to try and work out what's going to happen. We don't have to have a vision of what's going to change. We just have to submit. This servant at the wedding of Cana, he had no idea what was going to happen. But he simply followed the instructions of Mary when she said, do whatever he tells you. He didn't know what the result was going to be. He just did it. And the result has been told ever since. You don't have to know what your life is going to produce. You don't have to know what your words, what effect they'll have on people, what your work will do. All you have to do is say, Lord, it's yours. To every day, make that opening so that the Holy Spirit can come in and do the rest. You know, St. Paul talks here about the charismatic gifts of the Spirit. These sort of supernatural wonders of miracles, prophecy, knowledge, faith, healing. We can look at this and think, well, that's too much for me as well. But once again, you may not even know when you were doing this. You may not even know when you were speaking prophetically. When you were speaking a word of knowledge to somebody. Even when you're doing a healing. But as long as you are submitted to God and saying, Lord, my life is yours. Work in me. Take over my life. Take over my strength, my mind, my will. And use it to transform this place. That's all he needs. Really, I think what we need is simply to follow those words of Mary, where she simply says, do whatever he tells you. Make that act of submission to God and say, Lord, my life is yours. And then follow. Be ready because he will call. Sometimes in ordinary ways, unexpected ways, but he will use you. He will never leave us unemployed. Christ wants to do something so dramatic in your life. No matter how ordinary you might feel that you are, no matter how much you might think that my life is so narrow, it's only based around my family or my work, if you are simply able to surrender it to God, to every day invite in the Holy Spirit, you will find that he will do this unknown work. And it will really not be until you stand before Christ in heaven that you'll actually see the fruit of your life. You will see how he has taken that small offering and transformed it and multiplied it. So I just encourage you this night, as we come here to the Eucharist, to another very simple but very dramatic transformation. We come here to where bread and wine becomes God himself. Make this your offering this night. As we come into the offertory, we bring forth these gifts. The tradition in the church is that we're not just bringing forth gifts, but this is symbolic of us bringing ourselves. So I want to challenge you tonight to actually make this your prayer. During the time of offertory, if you have the courage to do so, to make this your prayer to God and say, God, I give you everything. I give my life to you. To bring it here onto this altar so that just as you transform this bread and wine into your very divinity, You'll be able to take my weakness, my brokenness, my small and meager talents and transform them because they belong to you. So as we go into this, reflect upon that. How much are you prepared to give? To what degree are you prepared to lay your life down before the Lord and say, this is truly yours. It belongs to you. Do with it as you will.